98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little FM.
Good morning to Frank in Clontarf, who says, my little win is my final performance review of my placement was yesterday and I smashed it.
Oh, go on.
Love that. And Mags in Kibbage says, I love this. Mags says, my little win is my new fridge arrived and I got to pull the film off it. So satisfying. I noticed on my TV, I'd missed a bit only recently. My TV's been there for a year and I got to just pull the last strip off.
It is satisfying. A really satisfying feeling. I love that. I love how random the little wins can be.
Yeah, same.
Here's Ruby and Tala.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. And my little win is a couple of weeks ago, I was diagnosed with scoliosis and I asked the doctor for a sticker because I was kind of a bit sad, right?
Yeah.
So I asked him for a SpongeBob sticker, one of his SpongeBob stickers, and he handed me the whole roll. That's great for me. And I'm also going to the book fair today, going to get myself some books. So that's my little win.
Oh, go on, Ruby.
Ruby, I love your little win. Fair play to you. A whole roll of SpongeBob stickers.
Yeah, an amazing outlook as well.
Yeah, fair play to you.
Good for you,
Hope
Ruby.
Hope you're doing good.
Here's Laurie.
Finn and Ellie's good news this week is that they only have 4 more sweeps until they go to Centre Parks.
Oh, that's going to be absolutely
I've heard
amazing.
Centre Parks is fab.
And the spa as well
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be great.
Tim's in Tala too.
Well, I just want to say happy Fat Thursday to all Polish people in Dublin. All the best, guys.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe
it's Fat Thursday.
I can't believe it's that time of the year already.
Yeah, so Fat Thursday is like the Polish version of Pancake Tuesday.
Yes,
and you eat
donuts.
Donuts.
Yeah.
Oh, delicious.
Oh, enjoy that celebration today. Alice in Tala as well. That's everyone's in Tala.
Hi, 98FM. My little win is at the book fair is today.
Woo!
Augustine Grave, Gochtana, O'Skull, Santin.
Oh, on a wire, Fod. Enjoy that. Here's Jean in City West. We're changing things up.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. My little win is that I officially got an invitation to my nephew's wedding on the 12th of July in Littlestown Castle. Whoa, posh, posh, or what?
Stunning.
Bex won't be there, though. It's formal wear, black tie, so we really do have to dress up nicely. Have a great day, everybody.
Oh, Jean, the glamour. Sweet. That venue looks absolutely incredible.
Yeah, dress up nicely and be on your best behaviour as well, Jean.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Jean, go on. And here's Declan and Kiva's little win.
Hey, guys, it's Declan here from Bourne County Down. And
Kiva from Lurgan, County Armagh.
We are currently in sunny Perth, Western Australia, listening in on the Go Loud app. It's currently 28 degrees outside, and that's our little win.
Declan and Kiva, thank you so much
guys,
for listening to 98FM all the way from Perth.
Yes!
And just a request from us, could you send a bit of sunshine and dry weather our way, please?
Please send it our way.
Yeah.
We really need it.
Good evening, Perth.
Good night.
Good
evening. Yeah. Guys, thank you all so much for your little wins this morning. Ruby, Laurie, Tim, Alice, Jean, Declan and Kiva. We are sending you a 98FM water bottle and a 98FM pop socket.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Just three words.
A soundproof boot.
Will I ever see it again?
98FM.
It's been 84 years. Good morning and welcome to your favourite game on the radio. It is Matchy Matchy. It is your chance to win massive prizes. They are so, so good. We'd love to win them ourselves, but we can't. All you got to do is send either Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth. Say the same three words as us, and you will win yourself all of these as detailed now by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
These are not just prizes.
These are Matchy Matchy prizes.
And they are fabulous.
Will a €200 grocery voucher.
A motor racing voucher.
A cheese board and candle.
A Dyson Airwrap. A soup maker.
A pair of trader's cloaks.
An Assage gun.
A meal for two at a top Dublin restaurant.
A morning with alpacas.
And just like those alpacas, you need to look after your hooves.
This Matty Petty treatment.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, those two, they're absolutely gas. What
love
a
it.
List of prizes, and hoping to win them this morning is Jane, who's in Lucan. Jane, how are you?
Hi, Rebecca.
Oh, Jane, good morning. I believe you're not playing by yourself this morning. Who's with you?
No, I have my daughter Stevie with me, and my other daughter's in the car going to her work experience for her dad.
So oh, very good.
Oh, very good. So you're with Evie right now, are you?
Phoebe.
Oh, Phoebe. Sorry,
Phoebe,
my apologies.
Is that where you named Phoebe from?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh my gosh, absolutely brilliant. Have you guys played along? Do you play along often in the car?
Oh yeah, every morning when we're going on the school run.
Oh yeah, brilliant, Jen. That's what we love to hear. How do you normally do when you're playing along?
Well, it's normally a mixed bag. Sometimes we're good with the contestants and sometimes we're good with the presenter.
Right. Well, maybe today is the day we're finally going to do it again and get a win.
I think so.
Who would you like to play with, Jane?
Rebecca.
I'm never going to see that booth again, guys, am I? Off you go.
I'm sorry,
no, Jane, don't be sorry. Off to the Sanford booth. Let's try and get a win with Jane this morning. Okay, Jane, your first word in Matchy Matchy is life.
Life?
Life. L-I-F-E. Life.
Life. Lifeboat.
Lifeboat. Your second word is sea. S-E-A. Sea.
Sea swim.
Sea swim. And your third word is French.
French. Bread.
French. Bread. Okay, after life, you're saying boat. After sea, you've said swim. And you're saying French bread. Jane in Lucan, are we locking them in?
Uh-oh.
We're locking them in. Here we go. They're locked in. And we're getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. How are you?
A single red rose in there this morning.
Oh, lovely.
Very romantic indeed.
Very. Ooh la la. Your first word this morning to Matchy Matchy with Jane in Lucan is life.
Life. Lifestyle.
Your second word is sea.
As in S-E-A?
S-E-A, yeah.
Why am I finding that so difficult this morning? I'm going to say sea lion.
Sea lion. And your third word is French.
French. Ooh. French. Do I go with what I think I should go with? I'm going to say French onion.
Have you got a matchy matchy with Jane and Phoebe and Lucan this morning? Not this morning, guys.
I was really hoping we remember Brendan's French onion situation. Oh, wasn't to be.
Not to be this morning. None this morning. After life, the guys went with boat.
Yes,
they
very good.
Sea swim.
Sea swim's brilliant.
And French bread.
French bread.
Delicious.
Guys, it came to my mind. I was between French. I was going to say French stick or French onion.
French stick is a great one. Oh. Jane and Phoebe, not to be this morning. Thank you for playing Matchy Matchy, though, and for listening every morning. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
We're going to a family funeral this morning, and we just want to give a shout out to our house co-queen, Sinead Fiori, and to all the Dunphy and Fiori family this morning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jane.
Good morning, guys. We're
thinking
morning,
of you
guys. Today.
Thinking of you,
Jane,
all.
Thanks for playing with
Cheers,
us.
Cheers, Jane.
Thanks very much. Thank you. 98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM with Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, you're starting with a shocking story this morning.
Yeah, I am. A study is suggesting that college students are so addicted to their phones, they use them while getting it on. So this was done in America, right? There are, I don't know. There are two apps in America, and they are used to kind of carry out like surveys and polls and whatever. But the difference with these is that all the students, they answer anonymously. So they feel like they're more, the people who do the research feel like they're more honest.
They can be a bit more honest because they don't think can be traced back to them.
Exactly. So they've done a bit of research at universities across the US. So they polled 10,000 students at 500 campuses. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And they asked them some questions about, you know, college life and whatnot. So they found that more than 3 in 10 students have sent a text or looked at social media
in the middle
while doing the deed.
Right.
I mean, I just don't know how.
What has the world come to?
Of the 10,000 people who answered anonymously, 24 of them admitted that they had replied to their own mother.
No.
When they really shouldn't have.
I can't cope with this.
It always reminds me of, you know, this scene in Bridget Jones where she's like, Bridget Jones wanting sex contest with a very bad man between her thighs.
And her mom's like, hey! what a film.
Oh, so good. Up next, this one puts a whole new meaning to a zebra crossing. A couple driving through Nevada were forced to stop their car when they saw a zebra on the road. Jennifer Oliver and her husband came across the zebra near Reno the other day.
Reno, that's where in Sister Act 2.
Yes.
Whoopi Goldberg. Is she from Reno or does she go back to Reno?
I think she goes back to after the first movie when she was in Vegas. I think she, it opens, the second movie opens with her in Reno doing that medley of like.
Yeah.
And then she's flung around the stage on a harness in a nun's costume.
Another great movie.
Brilliant. So Jennifer posted this very short video.
Look at this. It's amazing. Wow. That is special.
Wow. That's really random. It's like safari in Las Vegas.
Well, it turns out the zebra, who was named Ziggy, had escaped from his owner's house and was on the loose for only around 10 minutes.
Someone has a pet zebra.
Well, I read into the details. It is legal to have a zebra as a pet in Nevada. They're considered the same as having a horse.
Oh, all right, okay.
Just a horse with stripes, really.
Yeah.
Finally this morning, anyone who's sick of hearing 6-7 can rejoice. It seems the kids have moved on.
Oh.
2025's viral phrase is in the bin because there's a new nonsense in town.
Oh.
It has been born out of this song from YouTube.
Chicken, banana. Chicken, banana. Chicken, banana. Banana, banana. Chicken, banana.
I don't hate that.
It's very, very catchy.
It's really catchy.
So chicken banana.
Chicken banana, that video was uploaded a year ago and in a kind of a very similar way to the whole 6-7 thing, it's taken until now to take off.
Yeah.
So the man who works at the music label who created that kind of earworm, he said they just wanted to make something funny and catchy, right? Mm-hmm. So like I'd imagine it was in some sort of like big boardroom, like you'd see Simon Cowell and, you know, they'd sit down and be like, okay, what are we going to make?
What's the new baby shark?
Exactly that, right? So they decided to just stick the words chicken and banana together. And it seems it's worked because now that video on YouTube alone has 171 million views and it is all over TikTok.
Yeah.
But it's now graduated from just being a song and the kids, instead of saying 6-7, are now saying chicken banana. And just like 6-7, it doesn't actually mean anything.
Right.
So it can be a stand-in answer for any question, any time, regardless of whether or not it makes sense.
So how was your weekend?
Chicken banana.
Yeah. What did you have for your dinner?
Yeah, chicken banana. Well, that could work, actually.
Yeah, good.
Banana flambé. so maybe when we get to the end of this year, maybe chicken banana will be the word of the year.
Well.
Who knows? That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Thursday morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, our next guest is the creator of one of the best TV shows of all time, the beloved Derry Girls, and she is back with a brand new dark comedy on Netflix. Here to tell us all about how to get to heaven from Belfast is Lisa McGee. Lisa, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're good, thanks, Lisa. How are you?
Grand, yeah. Nervous, but good.
No need for any nerves. What is the story of How to Get to Heaven from Belfast?
So it's about three friends in their late 30s who discover that an old childhood pal has passed away and they decide to go to her wake, but all's not quite as it seems and they get pulled into an eerie adventure that takes them all over Ireland and beyond.
Ooh, love it. Mysterious. Where did the idea come from?
I had been, during Derry Girls, I had been at a lot of screenings with my friends who the characters in Derry Girls are based on. And I started thinking about ourselves as young women and what we would think of the women we became. Do you know, when we grew up, would we be disappointed or would we be proud? And that's where the idea first kind of landed with me, and I've been obsessed with it ever since, this relationship between your older and younger self.
Yeah, the show has an amazing cast. Do you want to tell us about some of them and if you wrote with those specific actors in mind?
I didn't at the beginning. I just wrote the pilot and kind of got to know the characters wanted to hear their voices before I could even really get into the story. But then we cast Sinead Keenan, who I've worked with a lot before, Keelan Dunn, who is just incredible, and I'd known her from theatre, and Roisin Gallagher, who I was a fan of from The Dry and The Lovers.
Yes.
So, and they just really, we obviously knew they were amazing actors and could do anything, but we really needed to make sure they were believable as a friendship group. And the minute we saw them together, they didn't even say anything. We were just laughing before they said any lines from the script. And we were just like, you look like a bunch of friends here about to start arguing at any point.
That natural chemistry, though, I'm sure you could just feel it straight away. And what is it about Northern Irish characters that makes you love writing them?
I love the sense of humour. I love how dark it can be at times and how it'll wander into areas that maybe you wouldn't in other parts of the world.
Yeah.
I love the rhythm of how they speak to each other and the speed it can gather. I think Northern Irish women are quite forthright, do you know?
Strong and really funny.
Yeah. You've described this as a murder mystery, but funny. And we've seen it in Derry Girls and we've got to see it in the first couple of episodes of this. You seem to get a lot of enjoyment out of writing stuff that's like really, really dark and really, really funny and that you're in the same scene.
Yeah, I always think that's comedy is kind of more truthful, because I think, well, maybe it's because I'm Irish, but I think particularly in Ireland, nothing can stay serious for too long. Even in the darkest moments, someone will say something they shouldn't. Do you know? So I relate to that more than if it was all played very straight.
I have to ask you about your incredible clutch bag that you wore to the Belfast premiere last week. For anyone who hasn't seen it, can you describe this bag and where you got it?
It's a Maya Grisham bag, an Irish designer, and it's basically the box of Barry's tea.
Iconic.
It was
incredible.
Yeah. I loved it. I love a cup of Barry's as well, so it was great.
Yeah, delicious. How do you take your tea?
I take it if I'm treating myself with one sugar. if I'm really going for it, but normally just milk.
Okay. Yeah. Is the clutch going to become a regular, is it a staple piece of your wardrobe now?
I would love it because I do like red.
Yeah,
so I think it would go with a lot.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, it's such a fabulous bag. I just kept thinking, oh my gosh, someday now that's what I buy with the cash machine.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, so cool.
Lisa, everyone loved and still loves Derry Girls. It's one of those things that we just rewatch all the time. There have been rumours of maybe a movie coming down the line. Is that something you'd ever be interested in doing?
I always say never, and at one point I think before the last episode went out, I was thinking about it, but I feel like it ended where it should have, really, and I left those characters where they needed to be. You never know, I always think about stuff like, Cheers and how Frasier came out of that and stuff, but I can't see it right now.
The ending was
perfect.
Perfect.
Absolutely. No notes, as the kids would say. It was
excellent.
Perfection.
We'd still love to see more someday.
We would more.
In the right time. So we've had Derry, now have Belfast. Where's next for your next series or even movie?
I'm not sure. Do you know, I'll probably, there's a lot of Donegal on this, but I might do something Donegal. Cool. I love Donegal, just because it means I could maybe spend some more time there.
Yeah.
But also great setting for a mystery.
Yes,
as well.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Dublin ever tempt you?
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely. I would definitely love to write something. I did a show here called Raw a while ago. It was about a restaurant. But I'd love to maybe do something funny. Set down here.
Well we'd
love that.
We really would. And for anyone listening who would love to write a TV show someday, what advice would you give to them?
I always felt that you need to lean into what's unique about, particularly for comedy, what's unique about you, and that'll make your, like, don't try and mold yourself into something you're not, because if people are saying this is what, you know, this is what streamers are looking for at the minute, tell the stories you want to tell your way and just have confidence, you know, in your own voice, because that's what's going to be specific about them and interesting about them.
Love it, love it, love it. Lisa McGee, How to Get to Heaven from Belfast is out on Netflix as of today. Thank you so much for coming to see us at 98FM.
Thank you so much.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.